The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
All right, we're going to throw this to Carl, who's like...
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And, gosh, here I am down at the North Valley Stand Down here, sitting around some great people. It's going to be a super day today. But good morning, everybody. It's 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, hon.
Good morning. And
can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. And I'm glad that you're we're just going to tell our listeners now that you are going to be calling in periodically from the stand down. And I'm anchoring here this morning. I'm going to do a quick weather update. Of course, we have a high wind watch and a fire weather watch this morning. It will be sunny with a high of 88 and an overnight low of 53. Now, during today, be careful because there will be increasing gusts of winds to 20 miles per hour, and some can get as high as 55 on Saturday night. And Saturday will be the high wind day. So be careful with that. Sunday, we'll do some more rundown through the week, but Sunday will be 82 and sunny, windy on Sunday, 68. And then we go up back up to 73, et cetera. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, which is also located in Anderson. Nice folks out there. 365-3793. And we do have Jim from Haven Humane this morning with our pet of the week. Let's get Jim. Jim's been here for a while, so we're going to talk about the dog he brought in, which is a beautiful pity, and Dijon.
Yeah, good morning, Linda. Yeah, this is Dijon. He is a 4-year-old pit bull, just the biggest head you've ever seen on a dog. We were all out in the office admiring his muscles as he was walking around the room.
Beautiful coloring.
Very beautiful gold color. Really, really sweet dog.
He's sweet.
He does great with every person he's ever met. He's been having a lot of fun this morning going around with me. Yeah, perfect dog for maybe a veteran this week looking for a new pet.
There you go. And how long has he been in the shelter?
He's been with us for quite a while now. We're approaching probably 90 days with him.
90 days, and he's how old?
About 4 years old.
Okay, so he's up for adoption tomorrow. You probably saw him on Channel 7 this morning. He's really beautiful, and he's got the most beautiful structure. His body structure is, you just see his muscles rippling through his coat. And I don't know if it's because he's a fawn-colored dog that you see his muscles more through his light coat.
Yeah, I think so. The way the light kind of shines off that fawn coloring really, really highlights
them. Kind of built like me, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like you.
Ripples. And so, he's very sweet. And, of course, you can see the temperament of a dog before we go on the air because our Haven Humane Pet of the Week person comes with the dog and or cat or whatever they bring in to, you know, to share with us. And it's hard to try to describe them over the air.
It is.
But he has cute personality traits.
Yeah, he does. You know, I'll tell you, this morning when I went into his kennel to get him out, he ran back outside, disappeared for a minute, came back with his big old Kong bone in his mouth, and tried to get me to put the collar on over the bone and everything, and I had to explain to him, it doesn't work that way.
He's playful. You can see he does that little thing where he bows down, you know,
yeah,
his little chest, his butt up in the air.
Yeah, when he wants to go outside, he grabs one end of his leash and brings it to
it's
me.
So cute. Yeah, he's really cute. So Dijon is up for an adoption. Mm-hmm. Haven Humane, tomorrow you're open. Do you have any specials going on or what's happening right now with October?
Yeah, well, you know, we recently lowered all our adoption fees for all adult dogs, only $75, down from $135.
Oh.
All cat, adult cats, their prices have been lowered as well. Only $50 for an adult cat and $75 for a kitten. So that's kind of the specials we're working on right now, is just across the board all the time, try to help get more dogs out. Other than that, this month, yeah, we're just trying to get all the dogs out. We have Giving Tuesday is coming up at the beginning of November. or I'm sorry, that's the beginning of December. And we have a cooking class next month as well that's going to help raise money for the animals. And you can find info on that stuff at havenhumane.org.
Well, thank you, Jim. We appreciate it. We love seeing the Pet of the Week. Again, it's Dijon, who's a beautiful three-year-old.
About four.
Four-year-old pit bull that is a gorgeous dog. And like I said, nice for a veteran, nice for anybody, especially somebody. And he's not, what, how much, how are we, 50, 60 pounds?
Yeah, maybe 50 to 60 pounds.
Okay.
He's he likes everybody he meets, but he'd be a perfect, like, one-on-one dog,
yeah,
where he has one person and one dog.
Right.
He would just be perfect.
He'd
for
be
that.
Your buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we're going to throw it back to Carl, who's down at the stand down in Anderson.
I'm here at the North Valley Stand Down and here to give a hand up, not a handout, to our homeless vets or veterans that need some help. And I'm here with Dave Cockrell, who is the man that is in charge of this, who puts all of this together. And the guy is, you know, he is, even though he wasn't a Marine, he is a guy that gets the job done. And Dave, tell us about what goes on here, when it started, and, you know, just the background.
Well, it started in, I think, 2006. I've been doing it since 2007. But I'd like to thank you for saying that I'm the responsible person. But it isn't just me. We have veterans organizations from American Legion, AMVET, the VFW, and many volunteers. They're the ones who put this together. I like to say I'm only responsible for the contracts, the keys, and if anything goes wrong, I'm blamed. That's my responsibility.
Well, see, that's the commanding officer, is that, you see, you've got to take the good because you know for sure you're going to get all the bad.
Well, yes. And if it wasn't for all these volunteers and the community coming together and supporting us, there's a lot of and a lot of veterans don't know that they have benefits, and that's the purpose for them to come down. It took me 14 years to realize that I was service connected. And that's what I like to have them come down. I don't care if you're active duty, if you've been, if you served, I don't care if it's a woman, man that has served, you are a veteran. And I like to have you come down and just see, because a lot of times a veteran does not know that there's benefits that they're entitled to.
That's entirely true. And, you know, a lot of people think because, oh, I didn't see combat, I don't rate anything. But that's absolutely not true. If you've been in and you've served, there's a lot of things out there that you've earned by putting your life on the line, whether you were in combat or if you just served like that. And this is a good place to come down because you've got a variety of services down here, right?
That's right. We have the county service officers, both from Tehama and Shasta County. We did have DMV, but they're not here. But we have dental that's going to be here today and tomorrow. And vision is going to be here today. So those are two good things that can come down. And regrettably, we don't have court. We're going to be working on it to get it back. We have been basically talking to them or got word of how we can probably do it next year. So we'll be working and seeing if we can do that. So but there are a lot of things from that are available that the veteran needs to come down and see. It's not just the clothing. Now, Friday noon, if you're a person coming down, I'd like to have you go through the providers. That's what we call these. They'll be able to go through and get the clothing or if they want. And this is mainly for the homeless ones. That's where the ones are staying overnight. But all veterans are eligible or should come down there, be capable to get stuff.
You know, the thing about this thing is the thing about this this effort is it's a whole bunch of people come together, and I see the same people all the time coming down here. But it's people like yourself and Tom Johnson and RC, and many others that have volunteered their time and effort. I think the Rotary came down last night. You know, I was cooking, And this is one of those things, too, is that you wouldn't even – it'd be great if you never had to come down here again.
Yes. And I've had veterans
– in the sense of it, the veterans are all taken care of.
Yeah. I've had veterans come down here not realizing that there were stuff that they are entitled to. And then it took me 14 years for them to convince me that, yes, I was entitled to benefits. It wasn't for my wife who stepped in. That's one of the reasons why I do this. she was a Army and passed away. So I, in her honor, I do a lot of things for the veterans and the community. And I want to put a word out. I want to thank the community because we got a lot of donations and a lot of the community to come to put this together. And if it wasn't for them and it wasn't for the volunteers, this would not have happened.
Okay. Well, you know, Dave, it's time to take a break.
Yeah, I know, but the last, you know, I was going to go do that. But the thing is that Dave is the guy in charge. And, but you do have a great team here, a great group of supporters. But getting it all put together for, on, you know, kind of culminating on these days, collecting all the clothing, all the different things that happen. We've got the Vet Center band here, the medical, dental, vision. All those things are put together, and we just want to acknowledge the people that put it on. And Dave, since you're in charge, you have to, you know, we have to thank you, and then you can thank everybody else.
Well, I have to thank everyone because it's them that is doing it. I'm just a figurehead.
Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break, honey. Why don't you take us out, and then when we come back in, I've got a couple other people here to talk to.
All right. Thank you. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service. Another veteran-owned business. We love that. They've been with us since day one. They are our choice of heating and air conditioning and also have done our hot water heaters. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or look up homecomfort.org. Running over time, we're going to take a break here. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Yeah. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
We always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
And welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. This is Your Talk Radio. Carl is on location out at the Veterans Stand Down in Anderson. I just got a text from Advanced Automotive. Of course, Tim Morlock, who you've heard here many times on the show. He is a great guy. He said, and it's on Facebook as well, their ice machine freshly serviced and production capacity increased. They can do over 1,000 pounds of ice per day. It is free for you to come by for any of those PG&E customers that have their electricity has gone out. They do not have ice. But you may want to call ahead, and you can go on Facebook if you're trying to figure that out, or give them a call at 244-4423. This is just another generous thing that one of our local businesses is doing, and there will be.
And one of our advertisers.
Absolutely.
Is a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Here's the thing is, if you get your power turned off, and what really hurt a lot of people last time was losing the food they had in the refrigerator and freezer.
Right.
So he's providing ice out there. Maybe if you can put, you know, some of the frozen things into storage areas and then put ice on it for a couple of days.
Right.
Then you don't have to lose everything. But here's a guy who's an expert. I have with me the man here, Sergeant Jamie Levy. No, Levy. I'm sorry. You know, and I should know this because Jamie's been on the show a couple of times because this guy is a master chef, first of all. He's got the Enterprise culinary program, Enterprise High School, who have won. Did they win the big one?
We did win an international competition in Barcelona over the summer.
And you haven't been back on the show since then. You know, Jamie, bad on you. Because you guys rock.
Yeah, but I'm a busy man serving the community.
Well, now you've been cooking out here for 13 years.
Yeah, this is our 13th stand down, and I got to tell you real quick. The first stand down, we were in full military equipment doing a combat ration, and it was so fun. But what we found is a lot of people had a hard time getting up and down our ladders and catwalks onto our vehicles and things. But that's how it originated. Now we're doing it my way in the Pizarro Hall.
Well, you know, and if you've never been through a field mess facility, you don't understand how hard this is for people to come out and cooking for hundreds of people in the field, trying to keep the food hot, trying to get it there, and our cooks are working 24 hours a day to feed people in the field.
Yeah, and our logistics out here, I start planning in January for the October stand down, getting people on board with monetary donations. We are also dealing with our food service purveyors and setting up accounts and things like that. And we're doing 250 meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 2.5 days. And so that's a lot of food, a lot of storage, and getting the great help that I have. These guys aren't just volunteers. These are veteran volunteers that have been dedicated to come here, and they're fellow chefs.
Well, and I can tell you what, the food here is just outstanding. Like, for breakfast, what do we have today for breakfast?
Today we have some grilled sausage links. We have this fabulous oatmeal. And I know people think oatmeal, but I'm telling you, this stuff is beautiful. It's glazed with brown sugar and a hint of cinnamon. And we have some great scrambled eggs. And these guys are loving it because what we do is we're trying to rekindle some of their experiences that they had. Not the bad food experiences, because we can have that in the military, but really all those great experiences that they have. And you hear their stories out here, and it's fabulous.
Jamie, tell me, are we going to see any SOS out here?
We are going to have SOS, but it's Chef Jamie style SOS. Okay?
Ooh.
My shingles are great, okay? And my
Ooh.
Other S is better. So, yes, that is their fundamental thing on Saturday morning when we get ready to ship these guys out.
Oh.
I feed them. And it is fabulous. And to hear them come through and talk about their experiences with it, then they leave and come back, and they look forward. That's the first thing they ask me when they show up and I see these guys. They say, are we having our SOS? Well, I, you know what? I may have to come down here Saturday just to check on it, you know, because we know we have to go down and inspect the mess halls and to make sure that every, you know, the food is tasty and all of this. So I may have to come down and get your to get the SOS because really there's no other place in town except here that has it. That's right, and these guys love it. You know, that's one of the things they look forward to. Last night we had our local Rotary come and do a tri-tip dinner for us, which was fabulous. We had chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, gravy for lunch, and these guys, I had one person ate four chicken fried steaks. I said, well, you might want to slow down, but it was that good.
Well, the food you served, and, you know, and again, if you're just tuning in, I'm here with what was your rank?
I was Staff Sergeant.
Staff Sergeant Jamie Leedy. Who is the culinary teacher at Enterprise, who may have won not just state competitions, but he just told me that they were in Spain and won an international competition for high school?
For high school students, yeah. I had seven students go with me. We took a tour of Spain and Italy. So it was fabulous.
Well, you know what? We're going to get you back on the show, and we're going to talk that. We may have to have you on a regular basis on Stump the Chef.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, because I can stump any chef. So, hey, we're going to take a break here, and then I think you've got.
I have a few more. Well, yeah, that's true. I've got four more minutes. I've got a couple things to announce. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we'll be back in touch with you.
I'm going to go over and test out the breakfast.
Okay. You said that.
And I'll give you a call back in a few minutes.
Okay. Sounds great.
Thank you, Carl.
Hey, wanted to let you all know that this is something that we are very supportive of as well. There is an event happening Thursday, October 31st, a lunch presentation at 12 o'clock and ready at the Reading City Hall. It's right across from our station here. It's called Safety Care, and this is put on by the Compass Shining Care. Safety and Care Planning for an Aging Life. And some of the things that you're going to learn about is the importance of advanced directives and how to prepare, how to know when safety and well-being are at risk, long-term care and system and options for advanced care planning, and fraud and elder abuse risks and prevention techniques. Now, many of us know that as we, as boomers, our families are getting older, and we try to communicate with them, but there is a typical mask of some of our parents that, oh, everything's fine. But you're going to learn in this luncheon seminar what things to look for that could be maybe just educational is what you want to try to do. And again, there are going to be speakers, and it's a lunch presentation. Seating is limited, and it's a free event. It's a free event. You have to register by the 29th, and we're trying to get the word out as much as we can. They've contacted us, and we've got this. So you can actually find this on Facebook, too. But again, that's the 31st. Now, Anderson VFW 9650 is going to host the Halloween Carnival on October 31st, Halloween night, from 5 to 7. There's going to be games and candy and cookies along with a spook house. So if you're looking for places in your area, you don't want to drive far, and you're just thinking where you can get together someplace where, you know, it's going to be safe, it will be the Anderson VFW. Okay, and then also mark your calendars. It's going to be a spectacular parade. It's the largest parade. Carl and I are going to be announcing it again. We'd love to do this. It's very, very patriotic. It is the Veterans Day Parade, of course. And it's the 27th annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade. That is Saturday, November 9th. Now, that's that whole week, weekend of veterans events. Of course, there's Marine Corps Ball, and then we have, you know, the speaker coming in from the Marine Corps Ball. That's what we do. But also the Veterans Day event that happens at an IGO cemetery. But the Veterans Day Parade is on the 9th. It starts at 10 a.m. that Saturday. Bring your chairs. Bring your kids. Try not to bring your dogs. People bring their dogs, and I don't understand, because the cowboys come through, and you know, they do their guns in the air with their, you know, that very loud sound. But anyway, so there'll be a pancake breakfast from 6 to 10, and that's going to be at the fire station area. And it's just a wonderful, you'll have your cars, different car groups, the military vehicles, every marching band. It's just one of those beautiful days. Bring a blanket, gets a little chilly in the morning, and it's just a beautiful day. So we just encourage you to come through the Veterans Day Parade on as we salute our veterans on November 9th at 10 a.m. And again, Carl is down live at the he'll be calling in occasionally from the Veterans Stand Down, which I don't know how many hundreds of veterans come through. They do all kinds of legal representation. It's a play. They have an area for their dogs and help them just get, it's not a hand out, it's a hand up, as Carl would say. It's a very important event that they throw on down there. Also, Wade Riggs just walked in the door, and I don't know if he's here to talk about the Health Expo, which we're going to be doing on November 2nd. We want to talk about that. You got, we're at a break. We're going to take 1 minute. 1 minute. Because we have a guest.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. You walked in. It was good to see you. We're going to go over time here quickly. Talk about, we're going to punch the Health Expo.
Health Expo coming up this Saturday, the 10th.
Next Saturday. Don't scare me.
Losing track.
Yeah.
Health Expo coming up next Saturday. It's going to be at the Red Lion Hotel, sponsored by and brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Yes.
It's going to be dozens of vendors out there and a lot of great information. There's going to be, there's going to be speakers throughout the day, just a lot of great stuff, and it's going to be live streamed. So if you can't make it down, you can get online and listen to the speakers and ask questions. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you and Carl are going to be there.
Yes, and we're there from 1. I think we're there from 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there'll be other DJs and people, you know, personalities throughout the day. We're thrilled to be part of it because, you know, we love Orchard Nutrition. We love you. I was in there the other day because I'm on antibiotics right now, and I knew I needed to take a probiotic. Walked in and asked this gal. She said, that's what you take 3 hours away from your antibiotic because you need to, you know, get the good stuff going in your way. The other stuff's taking it out. So, anyway, Orchard Nutrition, they are a licensed, what do you want to call it? Professionals when it comes to telling you what kind of vitamins to
right.
take.
Yeah,
nutritionists.
The nutritionists, I mean, you've got a lot of people with a lot of experience there so they can, you know, they can talk to you and they can steer you in the right direction.
Well, we went over time, but only for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with House of Realty. What's happening with properties with the Middletons? We'll be right back.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, now that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process.
We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott. Carl is live down at the stand down, the veteran stand down in Anderson, and he'll be calling in. But right now it's my great pleasure to bring on the Middletons from House of Realty. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Let's get up there on that mic, buddy.
Oh.
There we go. Yeah. I know you want to hang back and cross your legs, but we can't do that on the radio.
Okay.
So, you know, we love the fact that we partnered with you because we don't have another segment or area like this of expertise on what's happening with, each month. It does change rates, what's happening in the real estate market, people leaving California because they want to just go to Idaho or Tennessee or Reno. And we encourage them to, hey, we're going through growing pains, but just hang in there. So, but you do have a lot of houses right now that you said are, according to your website, which by the way is fabulous. You've been in business since 1965, which means that you guys really know the landscape of, the Reading area, or shall we say, Shasta County. New inventory, what's happening on the real estate market?
Well, numbers are down slightly, but not too much, just about 3-4% here in the last couple of months. We're down to, I think, we have 966 current active listings in the Shasta County area. You know, we're starting to see some trends. And, of course, from year over year, we really like to look at those numbers. And, you know, I think what we're starting to see here, too, is a bit of a drop-off of a lot of the car fire rebuys. So people that were going out and saying, I'm going to go ahead instead of rebuilding and I'm going to take my insurance money and I'm going to be purchasing elsewhere, or buying here in town. So we really saw a good influx of that insurance money for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And I think we're starting to see some of that drop off. One of the kind of the key indicators, something we looked at here recently, is really if you look at this year to date versus last year to date, the number of houses being sold under $250,000 is declining. at a pretty substantial numbers. Mm-hmm. And homes being purchased above 250 are really increasing. So we're really seeing those ranges, in particular the $350,000 to $450,000 mm-hmm. range, that's really starting to go up. And part of that's new construction as well. Most of the new construction that's going on in town is kind of at that $350,000, $400,000 mm-hmm. range and up. But we are seeing a bit of a shift upwards. But I think a lot of that has been due to that insurance money, but we're starting to see some of that drop off.
Well, also, that's twofold in that there aren't a lot of homes under 250 listed.
Right.
And then number two, with the interest rates being as low as they are, it enables buyers to buy more. So that also comes into play.
What are interest rates right now-ish?
They're under 4 on a 30-year fixed,
okay.
which is, you know, really, really good. I remember when I first started 37 years ago, my first house that I sold was at 12.75, and they were delighted to get it under 13%.
Wow. Yeah, I can remember my parents at that time going through, you know, these kinds of things as well as high mortgage, high interest rates. So under 4 is pretty amazing that you can get locked into a house with a good rate. And all right, so some of the trends that have changed, okay? You're talking about the insurance. Have you found that that some people say, you know, we just can't make up our minds right now, we're just going to rent?
Yes, there is some of that. And what we're seeing, too, some people had 1 year, for example, on their for their insurance policy that would cover rental for them for a year, some for 2 years. So there are still some after the fire that are holding on to that. Most people, though, are trying to get into the market right now if they can. And, again, with the rates down where they are, by the way, I'll just say officially on the radio right now, if rates go back up to 12-plus percent, I quit. But at 4 under 4%, that's pretty substantial. The lenders that we talk to right now, they're very busy, not only with purchases but with refinances.
Okay.
So really, it's a good time to take advantage of that mm-hmm. cheap money.
Right.
Now, usually kind of a good indicator of what's going on with the mortgage market, and it's something people can kind of watch, and I watch it daily, is the 10-year Treasury. And if you look at the 10-year Treasury, that's really what kind of determines what happens with rates. And that's dropped down the yield on that to 1.5 here twice in the last couple of months. And so those rates have really spiked down. It's back up to about 1.76, I think, this morning, or at least it was yesterday, right in that range. So you're seeing people now that are trying to take advantage of it and trying to get into the market. We're seeing some first-time home buyers. The thing of it is that a lot of the younger first-time home buyers, I'm working with a young couple right now, they're sometimes having difficulty, especially in those lower ranges, competing with investors. So
uh-huh.
the investors are coming in, and we do have some good investors that want to try and get into the market and that are looking to either flip a home or purchase it for a rental. But it has been you are seeing some competition on some of those. I would say, though, overall, still we have a good, healthy market. If you price something too high, it's not going to sell. People aren't out grossly overpaying. At the same time, sellers aren't giving things away much either. So you have to price it right, and they have to come in.
All right, we're going to
go. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're going to go live to Carl.
Sure.
Yes, Carl is live.
I've been listening, but I didn't hear it. But are we seeing people from out of county or out of area, you know, maybe from the Bay Area and all this, coming up here making investments or in the housing?
Investments looking for commercial properties. There's more 1031 tax-free exchange money coming into the area. Prior to the recession, there was a lot of that. As far as Bay Area coming up so much, that bubble has not burst, and it's still going. Over the years, two or three times when they peaked and started to drop is when they start coming up here in droves. And it's always, it's always funny. They want to know what's wrong with the property. It's so cheap. But compared to down there, I mean, you know, on a tax situation, when you sell a home, a single person can have up to a $250,000 gain, a married couple $500,000 gain. You don't see much of that up here, and it's an everyday occasion in the Bay Area. Those that bought in the 70s and 80s might have a $3 million gain.
Mm-hmm.
But they start coming up when the market, you know, when it peaks down there. Then we see that migration.
Okay. Hey, Linda, after the break, I have a couple of young veterans here I'd like to talk to for a minute.
Okay.
And then turn it back over to you.
All right. And we're here with Cameron and Bruce Middleton of House of Realty. And we're talking about the Redding market, Shasta Lake City, what's happening. Many things that, you know, like, again, with the fires and people who were using their insurance money to maybe buy a new property and not rebuild. And let's talk when we get back. And Carl is down again live at the Stand Down, the Veterans Stand Down, which is happening right now. And it'll be going till, when does it end, tonight or tomorrow?
In tomorrow.
Okay.
And there's a number of people here. And after the break, I want to talk to a young couple that are here.
All right.
So,
all right. So,
just for a couple of minutes.
Okay. So stay tuned with us here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott and Carl Bott. Your Talk Radio will be right back.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you change your
take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance on the unsteered free. Take a chance on me.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR, one of my favorite groups ever. Sorry, what can I say? This is our Friday morning edition. Thank you so much. And Carl is live. This is Linda Bott. By the way, I'm in the studio with Cameron and Bruce Middleton, from House of Realty, and we are talking, you know, a lot of things that are happening in the North State. Really good information. We're going to throw it back to Carl, who is live in Anderson for the Veterans, stand down. And you.
Yeah, the North Valley stand down.
North Valley stand down.
Yeah. I have a couple young veterans with me, Julian and Nancy. And they're here for a couple of reasons. One is for the medicine for military, and they both just kind of moved to the area, and they found a place to live, but they're looking for looking for work. But Julian, tell us about your military service.
While I was in the Army, I was a medic with the military, so I was helping out our soldiers as well as all the training we go through. But recently got out in April, and a friend, Nancy here, got out in July, kind of came out here, and what we can do to get back in the community, kind of get situated and back in day-to-day life outside of the military.
It's not an always easy transition, is it?
Not always, no. You can be face a lot of adversity and uphill battles, just really getting back in tune of what life was like before you joined the military and the structure.
Yeah, you know what, that's the big thing is all of a sudden the structure's gone, and now you've got to make your own structure. And Nancy is 20 years old, but you've been a firefighter, and you fought up on the big fires, and but you also are looking for work here in town.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to do the best I can. It's not as easy to adapt to civilian life as it was in the military.
It's somehow, it's easier in the military a lot of times, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know, I never had to worry about what I was wearing to work that day.
Yeah, no, you always put on the same uniform. You were up at a certain time. Everything was already laid out for you. You knew what you were going to do.
Now, the coming here, this is your first time at the stand down. What's your thoughts on this?
Coming in, definitely wasn't sure what to expect. I knew a bunch of vets from different generations, from either World War II, Korean vets, Gulf War, and our modern-day soldiers like us, seeing how the transition is. A lot more accepting and understanding of nowadays generations coming out and what we need. All the resources out here is definitely here for everyone, no matter what your era from is here.
You know, I think that's true. I think this is – have you been able to avail yourself of any of the opportunities here for, you know, the different, Social Security's here, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here. Have you been able to use these facilities?
Yes, we have been. They have resources out for us. We can go talk to people, get a little bit more information on what we can do, and also they help you as much as they can.
And I have two veterans here that they've just gotten back here a couple months ago, and they're looking for jobs. They're trained in a number of different things, and they're going to give me their cell phone numbers before they leave, and so we can start reaching out to help some of our veterans out here. But we appreciate it. Now, you're here with the medicine for the military, right?
Yes, I'm here with medicine for military. They've been in the Shasta County for quite a while. Numbers to reach out for medicine for military for myself as well as 530-736-1422. Again, it's 530-736-1422. Medicine for our military. That's where you can also reach us as well, and we'll give our personal phone numbers out to gentlemen here if we need direct contact as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
First of all, thank you so much for your service. And Linda, back to you.
All right, thanks, guys. Back here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty, and of course, you've been in business with this real estate firm since 1965, three generations of, and not only that, you know. Joyce Middleton, a licensed attorney that also does real estate with you, Bruce. You guys go out. In fact, you sold us our home, and we bought it high. Just wanted to be in Reading, bought high, and in the high time, 2005, I believe it was. And I moved in the December, actually. And before that, I will just say, as I was looking in Reading, Cameron, who was still just freshly out of college, I believe, took me probably to look at 30 houses around Reading. And he was so, well, it's important. You want to look, you got to feel. And I kept coming back to the same house, And I just want to say that you guys really are service oriented and it's a personal experience. So tell us, we're trending right now. We talk about the trends. And you were talking about the insurance, that's kind of died down. But are people looking to scale down, maybe go from bigger homes to smaller homes to condos? Or are you seeing both ends of the spectrum where people, now that they want to sell because real estate's going well right now, they want to sell and then upgrade to a bigger home or that kind of thing?
Well, the younger couples, as their families grow, they look to get larger houses and that type of thing. But we have a lot of baby boomers up here as well, and there are those that have 2,500 square foot homes that had three children that are empty nesters that are looking to downsize, and we see a lot of that. I think right now would be a good time for somebody to come up with a really great condo project. You know, the Bluffs have been successful since day one, and that's been there for years and years, and there are a couple. I know there was talk about Gold Hills starting a condo community out there, and so I think we'll see more of that. Joyce and I, our house is 2,200 feet, I think, and it's still fine, and it's single story, but we see a lot of elderly also decide that, you know, let's go to a single story rather than a two story.
Right.
Condos, we're working on that Kutrish project down on Park Marina, and that's one of the ideas that we have that we're looking at is to have someone build a maybe three- or four-story condo project.
That would be beautiful. Can you share that with us?
Well, we're working on that now. The leases all expire at the end of next year, so we're in the planning stages and looking for tenants for that area, and the reception has been excellent, obviously.
So they ripped down the motel in the round building. Okay,
that
as it should be. We always thought about a Riverwalk area and condos, and people can walk out like they do in that little city in Texas where they can come out of their condos and have restaurants and walking and music and go across the bridge. It's all interactive.
That San Antonio area.
Yeah, San Antonio.
Known for that.
Right.
And there is, and it's actually been approved. If you go down there, Village Drive is like a little islet that goes towards 44, and you see those on the river, but there's also an area that leads from there back to Park Marina where you could build condos or single family homes. Some would be on the lagoon, some on the lake there. Yeah, and that's in the works as well. That's going to happen sooner than later.
Oh, that's lovely. Maybe in our lifetime, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's exciting.
I'm not getting any younger, but yeah, hopefully.
In our lifetime, that's great. And Cameron, you're the father of a 2-year-old baby.
I am.
And that's keeping you busy, which probably gives you does it give you a different lease on life or look at life now that you have a child of your own?
Absolutely. In many different ways.
When you think about his future, your future, what has changed for you?
Well, that's certainly it. I mean, even with regards to business, it does change. And I think sometimes now too, I have a different perspective as a father. And when I have a family that we're trying to look for something for, there's different things that I look at now. It's certainly been wonderful. And Cole's just a great, great kid. Still trying to get him a job, but you know, at two, these kids just don't go to work like they used to. But no, he's really been wonderful, and my wife Cassie's just been phenomenal in terms of helping out with the whole process, and we've had a blast with it. I know the grandparents have as well. But certainly I think when you look at a city like Reading, we always want to make sure this is still always has been a great city for families to live in, and to now I have a little bit more of now having a firsthand perspective of what that actually means, where you're taking your kids to go have fun, to recreate, to eat, everything. You take a different take on it. So
yeah, we have about a minute left, but don't you find that many times, and we have it here on the air because we're celebrating 10 years now in business, and we've had over 4,000 guests, so we interview quite a lot of people, many of whom have come back to Reading so that they can raise their families here, be with their families and just have an environment that is different than maybe in the Bay Area or LA. So are you seeing that happen here too? And my second question is, in 30 seconds, how much is Bethel bringing in? Because I think that's pretty phenomenal. All these different languages and people, they decide they're going to live here.
No, substantially. And I think, you know, next time too, we'll talk a bit more about the rental market.
Yeah.
But certainly it's helping to keep the rental units full. It's keeping, we are seeing that. We're seeing the economic activity. We're seeing it on the commercial end as well. So we are seeing more businesses being purchased, businesses being started, commercial renovation, all of it. So.
House of Realty, for all of your real estate questions, go to the website. And, of course, you're on, located right on Placer. Thank you guys for joining us, Bruce and Cameron Middleton. Have a great day. We love you guys.
Thank you very much.
Okay, coming back, we got One Safe Place. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
A county that has forced another 2,000 people from their homes.
We have over 1,300 firefighters on the line. That number is expected to go up by another 50% as early as tomorrow. We have eight air tankers assigned, along with a very large air tanker.
That's Cal Fire Chief Mike Parks. Meanwhile, California's biggest utility admits its electrical equipment may have ignited the wildfire burning in Sonoma County. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. will leave more American troops and armored vehicles in eastern Syria, this to help prevent ISIS militants from gaining access to oil fields controlled by the Kurds. Just last week, President Trump said that all 1,000 forces would be leaving the country. European Union envoys now agree that a Brexit extension must happen.
EU ambassadors say they can grant Britain's request for another extension to the Brexit deadline in principle, but have yet to decide on the length of the new delay. A European diplomat, speaking anonymously because discussions are ongoing, said that the officials will meet again on Monday to discuss the length of the extension. Britain is scheduled to leave the 28-nation bloc on October 31, but has asked for 3 months more. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A senior Iraqi security official says four more protesters have been killed during anti-government demonstrations in Baghdad, raising the total number of those killed to five. Protesters are calling for jobs and basic services. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Justice Department review of the Russia probe is now a criminal investigation.
What was an administrative review of the Russia investigation is now a formal criminal inquiry by the Department of Justice. That's according to a person familiar with the investigation who spoke to the Associated Press on Thursday. The person spoke on condition of anonymity and was not authorized to discuss the ongoing matter publicly. President Donald Trump has repeatedly characterized the Russia investigation as a witch hunt and railed against Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Congressional Republicans have long sought answers about how the Russia investigation started in the first place. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The funeral for Representative Elijah Cummings is underway at a Baltimore church at this hour. An honor guard draped his casket with an American flag. Former Presidents Obama and Bill Clinton were among the scheduled speakers at the service this morning. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Puerto Rico has unveiled details of a $20 billion plan to strengthen and modernize the U.S. territory's shaky power grid, more than 2 years after Hurricane Maria.
The 10-year plan aims to bury power lines, increase the use of natural gas, and create a transmission as well as distribution system that'll withstand winds of at least 160 miles an hour. Officials say at least 60% of the estimated $20 billion will be used for transmission and distribution repairs. They expect federal funds will cover at least $13 billion of the overall cost.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard says she will focus on her White House bid solely and not run for re-election to her congressional seat. While lagging behind in a crowded Democratic presidential field, the Hawaii congresswoman has gotten renewed attention lately after a heated argument with Hillary Clinton. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio at 8:05 in the morning here on the 25th. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. And I'm out here in Anderson at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. And I'm here with the North County Stand Down. So good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And Carl, we need to go to the phones, too, because with Susan Eastman on the line, our Friday morning, our Vice President of Investments with Wells Fargo, tells us what's happening. Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Susan. What's happening? Did we lose her? Okay. Well, maybe she'll call back. All right. So, good morning, Carl. Tell us what's going on.
Okay. Well, right now I had breakfast. It was a wonderful breakfast. It was scrambled eggs and sausage and potatoes. And I haven't tried out that oatmeal, but I'm going to go over there and try that. I've had military coffee here, 3 cups. So I am at, you know, a foot above the ground, levitating. And I'm here with RC, who has been one of the stalwart members here, one of the founding members, and has been here for what, 13?
14 today, this year, 14.
14. And RC is a former Marine, a Vietnam vet, and he is at all of these events where the veterans are out supporting each other. And tell us a bit about yourself, RC.
Well, I was served in the Marine Corps in Vietnam, and Jim Richards, who started the Stand Down, I only missed one out of 15 years. And I've been coming to them ever since because we got to stick together.
Now, what do you see? What have you seen over the last 14 years?
A lot of people I've seen come in, and they say they want to come back, but, you know, sometimes the word doesn't get out all the way.
You see a lot of people here, and I know that I've run into people that, This was the spot that gave them that new start.
Yes.
And they found jobs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Inside, we usually have Social Security, workforce, Medicare, all that to help them. Housing, HUD.
EDDs here for people looking for jobs, like the last two young, that young couple we just had on. This is a place come down to medical, dental, vision. Is there a veterinarian here this year?
No, I don't think there's a start until 8 o'clock.
Yeah, well, the veterinarian is coming by to check out the animals and all.
I'll be here at around 8 o'clock. And if they need shots or anything, the vets are going to do it for free for the veterans.
This is not a handout. This is a hand up to our veterans that are, you know, that maybe fallen on tough times, whatever. But from here, a lot of them have been able then to move forward, to get housing, to get jobs and all this. Like the two young people I talked to, there's no doubt in my mind they're going to be finding jobs here in the next couple of weeks. But on something like this, but there's all ages and all types here, right?
Yeah, I mean, you get veterans, even Korean war veterans come in here and get help. Vietnam veterans, Iraqi veterans, we get them all.
And here you can get the Shasta County Veterans Services offices here. Like we said, the Social Security. There's many benefits that veterans don't even realize that they need. Like Dave Cockrell said, it took him 14 years before he reached out and started and found out that there's certain benefits that he rated that everybody has earned. It's not an entitlement.
You earn this right to have the help that you need by serving your country.
RC, thank you so much for what you do, buddy. And Linda, I'm going to toss it back to you. Who do you have now?
I have Christina Heisenbaugh. Hixenbaugh. I didn't write her down. Christine Hixenbaugh from One Safe Place. And I'm sorry, we are very excited to talk about one of the things that are going on and to talk about an event. Yes?
Carl, I'm so glad to hear that you're down at the stand down. I know last year we were able to meet you down there, and years prior I've actually volunteered down there. So I know how exciting it is and how great it is to meet everybody down there, and thanks for being down there.
Well, you know what? We have been coming down here for years, and and because we believe in this. This is something that that comes together from the community to help people, help these veterans. But you see you see good results from it. And, you know, I think, though, everybody here would love for this not to have to happen, that the veterans out there are, you know, have jobs and have housing and have all the things that they need. But, you know, life's just not like that. And right now I'm looking at the Army putting up the Vet Center. They're there for medical and the talking to people right now. It's just such a great thing our community does, and they do it with donations. They do it with people giving, you know, helping out with clothing, food. We have Sergeant Levy, who's here cooking for the last 13 years.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really. It's really beneficial to our community, but it makes you feel good, too, when you see everybody coming through here to help.
Thank you, Carl. That's great.
And that
includes you. Yes, absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you. And you know what? I never got to the weather, so I'm going to do a quick update on the weather.
Okay. I'll give you a call back at the bottom of the hour.
All right. Today's going to be sunny with our high of 88 and a low of 53. And I want to bring this to you because we have a high wind watch and a fire weather watch tomorrow. Sunny with a high of 82, but we have high winds that are expected up to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 28. Saturday night is going to be clear with a low of around 46. However, we may have gusts up to 55 miles per hour. Now, I don't know about you, but I had my outside pads, flying around the last time we had those gusts of winds. Sunday will be a high near 68. And again, I just wanted to let you know that we do have a high wind watch and a fire weather watch. We do get down to Sunday again, mostly clear with lows around 41 and breezy still. Monday calls for 73, Tuesday 75, Wednesday 75, and Thursday. It'll be sunny and clear throughout the weekend, but just be careful do not be lighting matches or doing anything outside. And you may want to put your umbrellas and your pads away. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, which is locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. Now, we're kind of all over the place today, but it's all super worthy because Carl's at the stand down, as you called. And I have Christine Hixenbaugh here from One Safe Place, who's been very involved in so many of the activities. And what do we have in these next 3 minutes of this segment to talk about?
We've got, let's talk about the bike tour.
Okay, you had a bike tour. First time again.
First time, yes.
First time again. The Swaraway was the first time last year. Very successful again this year.
Yeah.
And here's his man. Well, I don't know about this bike thing. Go on.
Right. Well, I mean, in the past, some people haven't been so successful, but we were really, really excited when the event went through. We had about 100 participants, which is amazing, right? We had a different varieties of ways that people could get involved, whether they wanted to do a family cycle or they wanted to do something a lot more, long paced. I'm personally not a biker, but I know that a lot of people in this community are, yes. And they showed up to this event.
And you raised how much?
$9,000.
That's a drum roll.
Oh, yeah.
And so how did you, at a bike, tell me, how did that happen?
Well, they had after the bike cycling, they had a party. They had local brews, barbecue. It was really just the community coming out to show support for something that they believed in. Dually, because we do have a dueling piano coming up too. An aspect of the cycling and biking and getting back out into the environment, and then also supporting One Safe Place. So people really showed up, and we were really happy to see everybody. Have you seen the pictures on Facebook yet?
No, but we'll look at the break.
Oh yeah,
and I can't wait to see it. So how many people entered?
We had 100% participants.
Wow, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, so congratulations on that. And again, you know, there's a new face with One Safe Place. There's new energy and changing and education. And Angela comes back from some of these classes and seminars and conventions that she goes to, and they are like mind blowing, and they're implementing. Mm-hmm. She's bringing this stuff and implementing some new ways and new information to the staff of One Safe Place to be able to treat domestic violence. And let's talk about what One Safe Place really is. And I'll tell you what, if you go to their site, which is OSPShasta.org, you are going to read about barriers to leaving part one, which I was reading, mm-hmm. part two and part three about why people don't leave and what it is and how and what we have to do. So I really think some of that we could talk about this morning. I if you will, I know we're going to talk about events because it all takes money to be able to keep the electricity on and the doors open and things going on. So, but we're going to take a break right now, about a minute over time. With me this morning is Christina Hixenbaugh from One Safe Place, and this is Linda Bott. Carl's down at the stand down, but we're going to be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One Safe Place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit 5starbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Good morning and welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Bear with us if you're getting a little bit of a distortion. We are in the process of, adding, this is our first year of FM and we're growing with new equipment, the tower. You got to tune things in and do things with different equipment. And I'm not apologizing. I'm just sharing with you that it's kind of like, it's growing pains. So we appreciate you listening, tuning in on AM and FM and bearing with us because we love you and we appreciate, as we celebrate our 10 years and over 4,000 guests on the air, this year with KCNR. We just love it and appreciate it. And we're not going anywhere. We want to be here. And so we are growing and expanding and what we love to do is reach out to the community, and we partner with people. And one of our partners is One Safe Place. We believe in their mission. And with us this morning is Christine Hixenbaugh, who is what is your title or your role with One Safe Place?
It depends on the day, really. But today I am a client services advocate and a prevention educator.
So we were talking a little bit at the break about if you have people in your neighborhood or in your circle or in your around the people that you work could possibly be in an environment and in a domestic abusive situation, either they may be doing it or it may be being done to them. We don't even know, or it could be elderly abuse. There's so many things that we're talking about when it comes to One Safe Place. But there on your site, there is a wonderful barriers to leaving part 1, 2, and 3 and written by a person about the 50 reasons why people don't leave. And so Christine, we were talking about, we're going to talk about fundraisers and the wonderful thing, but let's get down into some meat of what happens with some of the educational things that are recent statistics that have been brought back into the One Safe Place in Reading so that we can help to treat and know things from a better perspective.
So one of the biggest statistics that was brought back recently that really encouraged us to really move our feet is that people who are strangled are 750 times more likely to be murdered by their intimate partner. And that is something that is overwhelming for anybody to hear. So we take that much, like, very seriously. And so what we've decided to do is we have implemented a new clinic. So on Fridays, we have our what's called a strangulation clinic. And men and women can come in. They, of course, we make an appointment after we do a full assessment. And, I mean, depending on how recent the strangulation was, sometimes we can call a doctor and have him meet our clients at the hospital. And he can do an assessment very quickly. We didn't really have this collaboration logistically set up before Angela and Anna and Dr. Deegan were able to go to this great clinic out. It was out of town. Mm-hmm. I actually don't remember where it was. That doesn't really matter because the information they brought back was so important that it's really changed the way that we are able to work within the community to prevent this from continuing to happen. Being able to explain to our clients how serious this is, I mean, and we also, we bring in different aspects of our, of what it means to bring justice to somebody who does this. I mean, the people that strangle are also the same types of people who will murder, say, a police officer. So it's this God complex of I want to control somebody else mm-hmm. to the point of the extent of ending their life. So it's a scary thing. So strangulation is to be taken very, very seriously.
We Dr. Ornegill had a show here on KCNR with Angela, Dr. Deegan, and I'm trying to think of who the maybe it was the other person that went on this seminar trip, educational soiree, whatever it was. And Deegan had talked about that with the strangulation, it affects your brain cells. It affects you're stopping oxygen. But there's something in the neck aspect of how it can affect your health. So, especially I think women, there's such a syndrome that can happen where, oh, he's going to change. Oh, he didn't really mean it. Let's say they instead of he.
Thank you.
Don't really mean it. It's just had a bad day. But meanwhile, if you're a parent, you won't be a parent very much longer with the right skill set to be able to teach your children and grow old with your children if you keep allowing or accepting
mm-hmm.
that kind of treatment or behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's usually what kind of wakes people up is that when you say, okay, well, if you do continue this relationship and you're going to continue to allow this to happen, I mean, he's going to continue to do this to you, right? It's not allowing it to happen. It's somebody doing this to somebody else. And there's so much manipulation and psychological aspects that's involved in that. It's so tremendously difficult to leave a relationship like that. I'll just say that first. But usually you're right. You know, it's the children. When you bring in the livelihood of the children, I mean, not only could they lose a parent, they could also see a parent bring the end of a life to the other parent. And that is something that will, really have negative effects for generations.
Well, what we talked about at the break, and let's see, I've got 3 minutes before we do our hard break, is that in a domestic, maybe a violent or in and out of abuse or, they didn't mean it, whatever that person is holding to go to their job or going through their daily life trickles down to the workforce, the neighbors. I mean, we all feel it.
Yes.
And then we're at a loss because there is what you were talking about. When the person who's the perpetrator that is doing the manipulation, the person that is receiving it, is now manipulating other people.
Absolutely.
And it's a ripple effect that is, I don't know what to say about it. I don't know what to do about it because all of us have known people that mm-hmm. it's like, go to one safe place, try to get help, you know. And it's how do you, if you're a non-believer, become a believer?
Mm-hmm. Well, it can be a really scary process. And sometimes it may take you letting them know that you will be the person that will be there for them and who believes them and won't stop believing them ever. Sometimes when people finally decide to leave, they have already been isolated from their family and friends, and it can be really, really scary to make that step. So, I mean, the biggest thing, if you want to help somebody in that situation, is to let them know that you will be there for them.
So in this 1, 2, 3, I just fast-forwarded to Section 3 in the OSPShasta.org about 50 reasons to leave. Number 21 is wanting to keep the family together. Survivors with children often believe it is in the best interest of their children to have the other partner in their life full time. Unfortunately, they may not know the adverse and long-term effects children can experience witnessing domestic violence. See, it passes down. Mm-hmm. If you're a manipulator, being manipulated, you become a manipulator, you know your children are going to be manipulators.
Yeah, and you can even start manipulating friends and family who are trying to help you.
Yes, yes. It's 8:30 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons in Northern California. It's a premier retirement community surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreational opportunities. Staff goes beyond and beyond and above to provide a superior and carefree living experience, full-time meals, activities, with the director of the variety of programs, and they are pet friendly. So if you're looking to scale down, you want to bring Ma or Mom and Dad or brother, sister, and they want to come up, I know some of the fire people just actually moved into River Commons and love it. So go and see them on Hartnell Avenue. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, arts, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
I'm retired, so I have to wait.
All right, bring us in, Carl. Hello.
Hey, welcome back. Yeah, I'm down here at the Shasta Fairgrounds down in Anderson, and we're here with the Northern California Stand Down, and there's all types of people around here. I'm waiting for one person to get back, but I'm here with Celestina Traver, who, of course, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. So how's it going down here, Celestine?
It's going amazing. We have a lot of providers that are actually helping on site. We have a dentist, an eye exam doctor, and the VA is giving out flu shots. And they're going to have a doctor this afternoon on site.
Well, that's great, flu shots. I got my flu shot the other day when I wandered through there. They grabbed me. You have no choice. But it was really nice. The lady was there, and she said, I'm going to give you this flu vaccine, blah, blah, blah. And I went, okay. And it was absolutely painless. But it's good to see the VAs here. It's good to see that you're here and all the things that are going on. It seems like we have less this year, which is really kind of good.
Actually, we have about 15 more.
Oh, really? Yep. Oh, that signed in. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. We were packed yesterday.
Okay, they're looking at it from overnight. So they said they think today's going to be a big day because a lot of people come in today and all that. But wouldn't it be great if we didn't have to come down here?
Wouldn't it? Oh, if we could get every veteran off the street and no more homeless veterans, that would be the ideal goal.
Well, that is the goal, I believe, is to do that. But you know what? We just want to thank you and your whole staff for everything you do. You were just on a couple of days ago, and talking about all the things that are happening with veterans and all the new things that are happening, and I'm really happy I'm in an area that takes a big interest in veterans.
We absolutely do. Shasta County loves our veterans.
Well, thank you so much, Celestina.
Thank you.
Hey, Linda, let me take one more minute here because I want to introduce this one guy who's moving through here. Now, they're here. The Vet Center from Chico is here to help people too. And I'm here with Robert Snowberger, who is the outreach coordinator. Now, what exactly do you do here?
Okay. Vet centers provide readjustment counseling services for combat veterans. We do individual and group therapy for post-traumatic stress disorder and military sexual trauma. All of our services are completely confidential and of no financial burden to the veteran.
Okay, and they've got their big band out here. There's, people are coming through, getting information. Just another group of people here that are helping our veterans, sometimes transition or sometimes they've been out for a while, help them get back into civilian life.
Yes, the readjustment process is a long-term process, and we have vet centers located all throughout the country. So we're out here spreading the word that of what vet centers do. Any vet center, if a veteran is in crisis, they can come into any vet center throughout the country and receive counseling that day on the spot if they're in crisis.
Yeah, and their whole thing on this is not to have a veteran reach a automated phone. You all are set up so that you're there for people to talk to a person.
So we do have a call center line, which is 1-877-WAR-VET, And if a veteran was to call our Chico office and it was after hours and there wasn't a person there in the office, they would be redirected to our 24-hour combat call center, and they can leave a message for one. If they have a message for a counselor or for one of our staff members, they can leave a message. We will, when we return to the office the next morning, we'll get that message. And personally, I like to return a phone call that if I leave my VA cell phone number on my card, and I will contact a veteran if they leave me a message within 24 hours.
Thank you so much. Thanks for spending some time with Robert. I see you're getting busy over there.
All right. Thanks,
Paul. Okay. Linda.
All right.
There's all this stuff is going on. I'm going to probably sign off from here and head on back, but it's as usual. The volunteers and the people that put this on every year have done just another great job. Everybody's here to help veterans that may be down on their luck right now, but in many cases, this has been the impetus to get them back into jobs, back into becoming, getting back to the lives that they deserve. So, I'll see you in a little bit.
All right, thanks. And again, we have Christine Hicks and Baugh here from One Safe Place, really in alignment with a lot of this, you know, support system. You had some wonderful information to share that you are now at Shasta College in the – tell us about the capacity you're working there with the domestic violence.
Okay, so we are, and just to quickly, it is still Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yes.
Yes. So,
and that's what the purple is.
That is what the purple is.
Okay.
Yep. So you see people wearing purple. Yesterday was a big day. So be sure to just recognize that. And if you don't mind, please throw on some purple yourself and represent that you say no to domestic violence.
And why was yesterday, for many people listening, why was yesterday a big day?
It was Domestic Violence Awareness Day.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. So you'd mentioned out at Shasta College. So, I'm actually an advocate out at Shasta College, which means, I do the same thing that I do at One Safe Place. I'll do at Shasta College. However, there is a little bit more support because, we work hand in hand with campus safety. So, if somebody wants to come in and talk to me, completely 100% confidential, I don't speak anything. I don't say anything to anybody unless somebody wants me to advocate on their behalf. A lot of people get nervous and they think that if they come talk to me, then they're also going to have to make a report or the other person's going to get in trouble. But if you come talk to me, you know, the most important thing is that we're able to get you plugged in to resources. And I mean, that's our objective. It's not going to be to, you know, punish anybody. It's to make sure that you're okay. So I'm at Shasta College Monday through Thursday, and people can come in and make an appointment, or they can really just walk into my office.
Okay. And then there's a football game.
We have a football game this weekend.
Right.
Yes. So it's Knights Say No More is the campaign. So, you know, we've got Shasta Colleges. We have the Shasta Knights. And they are going to – our Shasta Cares team has teamed up with various athletic clubs. But this Saturday is going to be the football game. We've also done volleyball, soccer. We just had the soccer game. It was so amazing. We even had a couple people sign up and just kind of reach out and let me know that they needed some help. So that was amazing. So we're going to be out at the Knights Say No More Shasta College football game. That is this Saturday, October 26th at Shasta College. And we'll even be having a surprise halftime show for you. It's going to be pretty cool. I hope you can come out.
Sounds great. Yes, and also I wanted to share with you that, again, go to ospshasta.org and look up some of the information here about that. I just am so amazed at this 50 reasons. And, mm-hmm. again, you know, we have illiteracy is number 22.
Yeah.
An astounding 45 million U.S. adults are functionally illiterate and read below fifth grade level. Mm-hmm. According to Literacy Project Foundation, without the ability to read job applications, apartment leases, court documents, and other important correspondence, illiterate survivors may be dependent on their abusers for survival. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you may see somebody and think that they've got it together, but that part may not be as advanced as we think it is. Here's an interesting number 23. Incarcerated or newly released survivors. These victims often have a few, if any, support systems to assist them with reentry to the community. Mm-hmm. Parole officers may require they return home after incarceration and may not be aware that their abuser is still there. This is a problem.
That is a problem. And that's something that we help with to prevent from happening. So if a client calls, they can call in or they can come in and get a full assessment. If the perpetrator, the person doing the abuse, is taken to jail, then we do what's called a victim notification. So we call the jail and they call us and let us know when that person is being released. They also let us know if they're being transferred to another area. And then we go ahead and we call our client and we can talk them through that process too. So,
and continuing on with number 23 on this wonderful 50 reasons, it's very good for all of us to look at this. Some incarcerated survivors have taken the fall for their abuser.
Yeah.
Yep. When they return home, they may be forced by their abuser to perform illegal activities again in order to avoid further abuse or to prevent themselves from being killed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a vicious cycle. And, you know, it's almost like you think your tongue's going to get cut out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that if it's hardcore abuse going on, if you don't follow, it's almost like the cartel. I keep thinking about, you know, like, what's the worst case scenario that can happen? We have no idea of torture. We have no idea what's going on. Strangulation could be a common occurrence. So you guys, I just really appreciate what One Step Safe Place is doing. We're going to have to take a break. We're going to come back with more with Christine Hixenbaugh, her partnership with Shasta College, some events that are coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is Linda Bott. Carl's been down at the Stand Down, and we want to do a shout-out to SST Oil, who is in their Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Don't forget, it's going to be getting cold here pretty soon, so it's time to maintain your monitor heater, your Toyo heater, and your Toyo water heater. Try to say that. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're driving, a Toyo water heater. Okay, so anyway, call today's schedule an appointment. We love these guys. SST Oil, they're sponsors of our show as well. 241-1167. We'll be right back.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One Safe Place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Baffle and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Just a small town girl. Good morning. And welcome back to KTNR. Yeah, we're here, 8:51 in the morning, and this is our Friday edition. Again, we do have a wind advisory, so please know that this weekend, high gusts up to 28, 30 miles per hour. Bring your pads in and your umbrellas and all that stuff that may fly around and all of a sudden, you know, hit your neighbors, fill up their pool, block their pool, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm here this morning with Christina Hixenbaugh, and we're talking about One Safe Place. I want to thank all of our sponsors for the week, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. We had on House of Realty earlier, and we were talking about the Sunset West up in some of those houses that were burnt down. And I have a girlfriend that lives up there, and she got a notice that they were going to cancel her fire insurance, and she panicked. So what did she do? She called Carl, who then turned her, you know, who do you use? So he turned them on to Maxwell Insurance, and so therefore she said, I got a better rate. I got lower payments, and they were fantastic. So great testimony in what Maxwell Insurance is doing. So let's get back to Christine Hixenbaugh from One Safe Place talking about the game at Shasta College this weekend, the fact that she's on campus, where she is only the college, and Christina has gotten clearance for domestic violence and sexual assault, where it is extremely confidential. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So anybody can come in and, I mean, you don't technically need to be a student at Shasta College. You can just come in and chat with me. I have heard that some people feel like it's a little intimidating, right? To go in, right?
Right.
To our Sierra Center. And people can always call in too. We have our, 24/7 hotline at 244-0117. Mm-hmm. But people, yeah, we have our Shasta Cares program. So I'm out at Shasta College Monday through Thursday. So that's a really great opportunity for people just to be able to process. They don't have to make a report. They don't have to do anything. But really being able to understand more of what are signs of a healthy relationship or an unhealthy relationship. With the Shasta Cares program, we also do outreach within the school. So a way that we are highlighting Domestic Violence Awareness Month this month of October is with the Dia de los Muertos shrine honoring those who have passed away from domestic violence in Northern California. So that's it was a little tough to put together, but I think that going through this process and being able to have that open conversation with people about the seriousness of domestic violence, a lot of people say, well, it happens inside closed doors. I don't really want to get involved. It's not my monkey, not my circus, right? I hear that a lot. But really, if you just let somebody know that you're going to be there for them, you can save a life. Really. So that's going to be happening next week on Tuesday at Shasta College. And then this weekend, we are going to be celebrating Domestic Violence Awareness Month with the Night Say No More football game. And that's going to be this Saturday at 7 p.m.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds great. And you're going to do a special presentation at halftime.
Oh, yeah. It's a surprise.
Ooh.
It changes every year.
Okay.
Sometimes it's dancing. Usually it's dancing.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. All right. And let's talk about dueling pianos at
Mosley Family Cellars.
Yes, that's going to be another fundraiser.
Right.
Okay. So tell us what we do. What does it cost? Tickets? How do we do that? What are we doing?
We have 50 tickets left. I do know that. And you can visit the website for the details on that. And you can also get tickets at our website, ospshasta.org. So the Dueling Pianos is going to be taking place on November 8th. Have you ever been?
No.
You haven't?
No, we have not.
Well, maybe this is your year.
Yes, maybe this is our year. I love dueling pianos. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's shticky. You know, it really...
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. People do this, make it an annual thing, and they go every year. It's something that people look forward to throughout the entire year. It's a way to get family together. You know, it could be a really great thing to do, like, before we get into the holiday season, because believe it or not, Thanksgiving is just around the corner.
I know. So it's 8:56. We've got about 4 minutes left to wrap, and so I want to talk about you. She looks at me like, oh, my God. I want to know when you knew it was a calling for you to take all of who you are with your expertise and your training and your education and decided to partner your life with One Safe Place.
Thank you, actually. Thank you for asking that. So I have a good friend who lost – getting checked up here. Didn't know – okay. I have a good friend who lost.
See, this is what happened. I mean, it stays with you forever.
It does. It does. So she was murdered, actually, a few years ago. We weren't able to seek justice for that. And so part of that was during the time when we were trying to help her to leave, she just, like a lot of people have – experience. They try to help somebody leave the relationship, but they've been so manipulated by this other person and that it's so, so difficult to leave. Sometimes there's some codependency happening. Sometimes maybe there's some psychological aspects of that you just don't understand as a third party. And the abuser just has so much control over that other person. It's like, as much as you want to help, it's really up to that person to be able to feel empowered enough to leave. And I mean, empowerment looks different for everybody, but just letting them know that you will hold their hand, you will be there for them, you believe them, you don't think they're crazy. You know, there's a lot of stigma around, in this case, it was women, you know, they say, oh, she's crazy, don't believe her, she's, you know, I'm in, the other person is very calm and collected because they are the manipulator. Mm-hmm. So she had passed away last year or a couple of years ago now. I've been in One Safe Place for about a year and a half. And
so One Safe Place is very, very lucky to have you because you stand in a place of having lived through it, witnessed it, loved somebody, and your everyday actions are the way to seek the justice.
Yeah.
You know, it's the, you know, she, your friend,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's kind of like, how can I make a difference now? So there you are. And so I love that fact that you shared your story, and this is how we end our Friday. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Don't be a bystander. Try to get help. Get them into the doors of One Safe Place or Shasta College.
Yeah. Yeah,
some people
absolutely.
May not want to walk in the doors of One Safe Place because they feel like they are going to be watched.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, Shasta College is I thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. And what was your friend's name?
Elizabeth Scanlon.
Okay. So we pray for her.
Thank you.
And on those notes here, and of course the stand down is all the way through tomorrow, and they're going to have, like, by the way, you guys are going to have SSS tomorrow for all of you people that love that. Carl's going to go down especially for that breakfast. This is Linda Bott. Thank you guys. Have a great day. And like Carl says, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.